Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
1:04 on a Monday afternoon, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Wicket's out all week, so Brady Goodman is here. Dan Wyman will be in tomorrow. I think you're back Wednesday. So,
yeah, is it hot or is it just me?
Is that what we're gonna do this hour?
It actually is hot.
How hot is it?
It's
Brady,
it's hot.
I swear I'm not looking at your cleavage, Goodman.
Look,
wife,
it was the
please
topic.
Don't yell at me.
If we were talking about hats, I would assume you mentioned my hat. I can't help it. By the way. Heat, listen, by the way, back to the heat. It's very hot. A heat advisory in effect. Don't forget, Kansas City Library and the, see how I'm dodging this? Mid-Continent Library are open if you need to cool off some public spots for you if you need
go
to
go ahead and dodge
cool
it if you want,
off.
But we're going to come back to this now. Dana and Parks come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll check in with them in a bit and see what's coming up on their show. Later this hour, we'll ask how much money would it take to really change your life? This was a hard number for me to come up with. But some of you with more debt or mortgages will tell you what it may change for a 19-year-old. But the last hour, we were talking about the study that said women that show some cleavage are more likely to be seen as being more powerful and more confident as bosses. That reminded me of a story that we were aware of last week but didn't get to. And then you had a question that we'll get into as well on this topic. So I don't think it's a new thing, but it's something that we're becoming a little more aware of in terms of what is appropriate attire for a woman who is on Capitol Hill. So apparently this applies to lawmakers, their staff, and particularly female journalists. That's how it came to light, was that this was being tweeted out. No, nothing sleeveless. Women are banned from wearing anything sleeveless, tops or dresses on Capitol Hill. That's not considered appropriate attire, quote unquote.
Now, I know there are dudes that are into legs. I'm a leg man. I'm a toe man or whatever. I've never heard I'm a shoulder man.
I have heard that.
That's a thing?
Or like, I know men that are like backs, you know,
what?
That an open back is really hot, but
what?
That shoulders are, because not every,
I guess
not every guy wants it all given away. You know, some guys want to leave a little bit to the imagination. And that's apparently who does the dress code rules on Capitol Hill.
Right.
But nothing sleeveless. And so Wick and I were talking about this last week, and it's about perception a little bit. I have a lot of sundresses at home. I live in them in the summer because they're great for everything.
Love a sundress.
And I have them that are spaghetti straps. Would you like to?
I do. Let me
aren't
search
you in enough
those.
Trouble?
I'm going all in for you, Jamie.
Aren't you?
I'm going all
aren't
in.
You and the wife having a chat
Amazon,
tonight?
Amazon, yes, Amazon sundress.
you're still trying
go
to figure
ahead.
It out.
Yes.
But I have some that are sleeveless and I have some, and we were talking about whether, I was kind of running through them with Wicket a little bit. I said, I should just bring you to my house and you can look at my closet and know what I'm talking about. But I said, is a sleeveless dress inappropriate for a journalist to wear? And I mentioned it in part because of how much they get on, how much TV journalists have gotten for what they wear in interviews. Megyn Kelly had gotten some criticism for what she wore in one of the big interviews that she did. And he said he didn't think so. He said, I don't think so. There's something about showing shoulders that is going a little too far. And I said, oh my gosh, I have dresses that are, it's all about the fit. And it's all about how tight stuff is. And I mean, I have dresses that show shoulders but are not tight that are probably less provocative.
How did this come up, though? Where is this? On Capitol Hill?
This is, yeah.
Like, what lawmaker was like, I can't take it anymore. I can't think because of those shoulders over there on that woman.
Somebody decided to tell, it came out initially because there was a journalist that went onto Twitter and said she had just been told that she had to cover her shoulders or she wouldn't be allowed back in to cover stuff on Capitol Hill. So somebody decided to enforce the rule that apparently has been in place for a while. And it's not just journalists. It's lawmakers and their staff as well.
It's just weird to me. Tell the truth. Do good journalism. Let us judge you on that, whether or not sun's out, guns out is your rule. If that's your rule, let it be your rule.
Yeah, I would think they would be more concerned again about cleavage, but that apparently makes women more
look
confident
more
and powerful.
Powerful.
Yeah, so I don't get it.
I don't either. What, I mean, if you were a reporter, you're a journalist, right? Where would you be on this?
I think we're getting too picky about shoulders.
Right.
Why are shoulders the big deal?
Why is any of it a big deal? Right? You should really kind of be able to dress how you want to dress.
Yeah. All right.
Right?
So there's apparently Bob in Kansas City, apparently. And Bob, I'm going to ask you to at least be nice in this criticism of what you think no one wants to see. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Hopefully this is nice. Dingo wings.
Travis had to explain it to me. I wasn't sure why you were calling. So for those who don't know what those are.
I don't know what those are.
Help us out.
Oh, I do know what they are.
Okay, you figured it out.
No, I don't know. Go ahead and tell
us. I haven't.
Some women as they age develop superfluous.
Saggy arms is what you're saying, right?
Pardon?
Saggy arms.
That too.
That too?
Well, that's what
that's
it
another
is.
Name
yeah.
for it. Yeah.
Oh,
I remember Oprah had this issue, right?
Yeah.
Bingo wings. What a great name.
So you don't want to see those?
Comes from women at bingo parlors whenever they win and they raise their arms and you get a lot of flappage.
All right, so that hence the no sleeveless dresses, because we need the sleeves to contain all that, apparently.
Right. There are just some things on women I don't need to see, and that's two of them.
Bob, yoga pants or no yoga pants, as long as we're going through the list?
Pardon?
Yoga pants or no yoga pants?
I would have to say no, because if you just came from the gym and you're all sweaty, and I don't want to see another sweaty woman at Walmart.
Did we just say?
Because there aren't enough.
Thanks a lot for the call, Bob. I'm going to let you go before you get in trouble, too.
KMBZ, a Monday 110 flappage was said, and I'm glad I was a part of it. Thank
yeah.
you, Jimmy. It's my honor.
All right, so you asked me a question during the news that I'm going to let you pose to listeners
okay,
here.
Okay, so as we're talking about how to dress for work and as we're talking about dress codes and this sleeveless issue, this came up down the hall on my morning show last week. Is it okay for a boss to tell a woman that she needs to wear makeup?
Did you have a situation in which
yes,
this came up?
It did come up.
Okay.
And we did clarify that the woman did not sell makeup because that was my first go-to.
Okay, that's a good
right?
question.
If you have the product, but they were saying that it looks unprofessional and it looks like you didn't come prepared for work.
Wearing makeup?
That's what they said. That's what the boss said.
All right. 22980 or give us a call, 576-7798.
Is that appropriate to say ever?
Is there ever a situation, and I can think of a couple where it's okay.
Really?
Yes. Where it's okay for a boss to say to a woman she has to wear makeup.
Jamie has too. Can't wait to hear this.
I got a couple where appearance is going to matter more.
Oh, I think I have one that's obvious.
Right. There are a couple where it's obvious. But like here?
No.
There's no way.
Again, people wear pajamas.
Yes.
More than not.
Wicked has said to me, you could wear the same thing 5 days in a row and I would have no clue.
Right.
I would not notice that at all.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's reasonable. I think it's okay.
To
I'm
not
sorry.
Wear makeup?
No, to tell people to
tell
wear
somebody?
Makeup. I'm sorry, it is.
All right. Then we'll let you.
I got more on that.
Defend that. Coming up next.
Yes. Thanks.
All right. 112, Brady Goodman in for Mike Wicked on KMBZ. 1:17 midday with Jamie and Wicket on a very hot Monday. We do have a heat advisory that's kicked in. That's in effect until for the next couple of days here. We could see heat index over 105. Brady Goodman is in studio for Wicket, who's on vacation all week. And you are being called out, my friend.
Yes.
You do not have a text line down the hall.
I do not.
Are you
not?
Are you wishing you did?
We may not have listeners. I don't know.
I think we do.
I think we do.
You seem to. You care a lot sure about how do. Much you tip. So,
I do. I do. Okay.
So you must have a few down there.
No, we don't have a text line, so I don't quite get this feedback that we get over here.
This immediate feedback?
It's a little shocking.
Yes.
I will say. Somebody asked, how would I feel about somebody telling my daughters to wear makeup?
Because we were asking, is it ever okay for a boss to tell a woman she has to wear makeup? And okay. Somebody's calling you out for having three daughters saying, what would you think in that position?
Okay. Did I say it was okay?
You have not taken a position yet.
Okay. If I said it was okay, then I'm reversing myself.
Okay.
It's not okay. Just like I said with the cleavage segment.
Can't take it all back now.
Well, I'm saying you should be judged on your performance.
Yes.
Right. And not with the makeup issue. But we did have a texter that said, I had a sister-in-law that had a really bad mole and she was asked to cover it up. Now, just again with the cleavage thing, not because I cannot stop thinking about it, but I do think there's a distraction issue at hand.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But what about this? What about this? What if somebody has, is it called alopecia or something, where there's a skin color difference?
Or some just kind of skin disease.
Would it be okay to ask them to wear makeup?
Okay, we'll throw that on the table. And then we're trying to come up with the equivalent for a man, because somebody said, of course you can't ask her that. If you wouldn't ask it of a man, it's not fair to ask it of a woman. And yet we do that all the time.
And so to answer that text question, my goal would be to have my kids in a job where their performance matters, not their looks. So the make, although a journalist at Capitol Hill.
Can I ask you, is there a job where looks don't matter at all?
Oh, man.
Is there any job where looks don't matter? 22980, is there any job where looks don't matter?
I'm very superficial, so I would say no.
People would say this job is one of those, and yet you never know if we're going to have clients in the building or,
Facebook and the social media all
sure,
the time,
yeah.
too, these days.
But this used to be one of those where your look didn't matter. 22980, any jobs where looks don't matter? Let's get a couple calls in here. Go first to Bill in Lee Summit. Bill has a question. Hi, Bill.
I'm a political junkie and I'm a sports junkie. And every time I look on MSNBC, CNN, ESPN, the men are sitting there fully suited. Necktie, shirt, jacket, everything. And the woman is sitting there, cleavage showing, no sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me just how objectified women feel when they feel comfortable to go out and do it.
But wait a minute. We just did the story last hour about how women that show cleavage are being seen as being more confident and powerful. You're demonstrating the double standard to me. This is why I get confused.
It's not a double standard with me. I'm just saying every time you look on TV, the women are always less dressed.
He's saying, yeah, you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong here, but he's saying it's messed up. They should dress like men do.
I agree. I totally agree. Be easier.
I'm just saying there's a way to dress professional without being objectified.
I agree.
Yes, I agree.
Thanks a lot for the call, Bill.
No, he's right.
I get it. Except that people are saying if you show cleavage, then we think you're more confident.
But here's the thing. So, like, if you watch local news, my wife really, this bothers her. It's always a really young woman, and then it's fine to have an old dude with gray hair, right?
Yes.
Now, whose fault is that? Is that the TV stations, or it's obviously what the viewers want? They're obviously, it works.
Well, isn't that a societal thing? I mean, we think a man, we have silver fox, that term for a reason. We think a man with gray hair or a man who is balding. We think men get better looking with age.
So that's
women
on
don't.
Us. That's on us.
It's a societal thing, right? I mean, but you're right. There are a lot of situations in which you have anchor teams on TV with a man that might be, you know, in his 50s or 60s or whatever.
Could be the grandfather of some of these girls.
Paired with a woman who has to be in full makeup in order, you know, and has to look younger, whereas it doesn't matter how old he looks.
That's true.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you asked the question, what job does it not matter where looks don't matter? Truck driver, text line, win. Good job.
Okay. That is a valid one, yes. That a woman could go with her wet hair and no makeup and be taken just as seriously as a guy. Isaac is listening to us in Arkansas. Hi, Isaac.
Hey. So you asked the question, is it ever appropriate for a boss to ask one of his female employees to wear makeup?
Yes.
Well, I would pose the question, is it ever appropriate for a boss to ask one of his male employees to groom its facial hair?
That was exactly the example we were talking about shaving.
And yeah. Do you think so? I don't think those are the same thing, though. I think one is some sort of a grooming, like just standard. One is I'm trying to look different by applying color to my face. The other one is just personal grooming, brushing your teeth type stuff.
Yes. One is...
I don't think they're the same.
One is upgrading your appearance. One is kind of cleaning up your appearance. But if the issue is distraction, which I think is what we're talking about, is a beard that's growing in a distraction for a man? And is a woman without makeup a distraction? Some people would say makeup is the distraction.
Anybody that works at home, doesn't matter how you look.
You're right. It doesn't matter for anybody else. But as somebody that worked from home for several years, I still did. You know, I still look decent just to feel better. But yeah, that was about me.
Call center workers. Doesn't matter how you look.
Okay.
Although,
but you still have a boss.
You still have coworkers.
Yeah, you still have a boss, and you still have people that you have to show up with every day.
I asked this about, and somebody said alopecia is where you don't have hair.
Okay.
It's a different disease where you have discoloration of the skin. Jamie, did you answer? Is it okay to ask that person to wear makeup if they're public facing?
If they're public facing, yes.
Wow.
Especially.
Wow, I cannot.
Especially if, here's what it comes down to. A couple things. If you tell them ahead of time,
yes.
If when they take the job, they know that your job, like, because a couple things that come to mind are like real estate agents whose job it is to sell and the appearance is part of that. And if you work in TV, they dictate to the nth detail what you can wear and look like on TV because your job is to be on TV. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. And so for me, it depends on what that person does for a living, the person you're talking about.
Interesting.
If it's this job, no. I think but if you're working in sales.
What if you were the front desk at a doctor's office?
Yeah, because you are the impression of the company. Right. We have a front desk here.
Yes.
You are the first impression of the company.
I don't know, man.
But
that's gotta be tough.
Is it fair to ask? Yes. But I don't like it. I don't like the justification because as a woman, I think, again, you wouldn't ask a man. This is, you know, where society has put us.
Sure.
Let's go back to the phones, 576-7798 or text 22980. Michael is in Jackson County. Happy Monday, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great. So what do you think about? Can you ask a woman to wear makeup to work?
I feel it's all about appearance. It is all about appearance.
How so?
Just like whenever they ask us males to groom for work, I mean, basically, you're upgrading your appearance anyway. That's what you're asking me to do. If you're asking me to shave my beard and go to work, then you're asking me to upgrade my appearance. Just like whenever they ask a female to throw them some makeup or whatnot, they're asking you to upgrade.
But what if it's not an upgrade? There are some people who look better without makeup.
Hey, I'm with Michael on this, though. He makes a good point because if I have to wear a suit, that's some sort of upgrade. I would never wear that. Right?
Exactly. And it's all about people are judgmental. I mean, you can catch a boss that's not going to be judgmental. All right, you can come into work today without makeup. Other bosses are aware about that. Like, wow, all right. One day she looks like this. The next day she's looking kind of scary. So, I mean, it's just all about judgmental. People are and that's just how we are.
Yeah, you're totally right.
Some people aren't.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call, Michael. Appreciate it. Again, I think some men look better with a beard or look better with facial hair.
Sure.
Shaving that is not an upgrade necessarily. There's a reason they have it. There's a reason they're wearing it. Can you ask a woman to shave her legs?
Wow.
What if a woman isn't shaving?
Wow.
And she's wearing skirts to work.
Oh,
can you ask her to shave?
Yes.
Why?
You got hairy legs.
So what?
Shave them.
You get to wear your hairy face to work.
No.
What the?
Yes. That's
what
right.
is going on there?
That's right. I have hairless legs.
What?
Pow, pow.
What's the explanation behind that?
Look, I'm higher on the evolutionary scale. Obviously, on down the road, we won't need as much hair, so I'm just a little farther down this. Right, then you're
I'm
your
not buying
friendly,
that explanation,
well,
actually.
Okay, I just made it up.
Yeah, no kidding.
So here's the thing. Somebody's saying, so can you pronounce his name of the disease with the skin discoloration thing?
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo. Okay. So yeah. Somebody said they've had it. They said it definitely makes them self-conscious. Never been able to do much about it since there's no cure. And somebody said you would be violating the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Or some kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, I guess best case scenario, mm-hmm. we're judging people on their performance.
Here's a text. Very few women look good and polished without makeup.
Wow.
Well.
And I think they were saying women over 30.
I think they just said women is what they said. Oh, okay. I don't think they specified.
I think they left that out.
The age there. All right. If you'd like to continue to weigh in on this, is it okay for a boss to tell her she has to wear makeup? And again, I would say, is it okay to tell a woman to shave her legs? Because if the equivalent for a man is, you know, ask him to shave, can you ask a woman to shave her legs if she's wearing skirts to work?
Could you ask a guy to put on a wig or fake hair?
To cover baldness?
Like they're the, yeah.
We think baldness is hot on men, so I can't imagine a scenario where that happens. Society thinks men are hot when they're bald.
No.
It's definitely not.
No.
Yes.
Ew.
Yes, you can go bald. It's totally fine. No, woman couldn't.
Not
but.
Going there.
All right. Keep the calls and the texts coming in. We'll get to more of those next. Brady Goodman is in for Mike Wickett. 1:32 midday with Jamie and Wickett on a Monday. Wickett's off all week long, so Brady Goodman couldn't get enough of the studio, decided to stick around for another 4 hours from the point. You're just having fun down there because your boss is off.
No, hell yeah.
You know, boss is the way time. The kids are going to play.
It's a good time. By the way, can I give you this nugget? Curb Your Enthusiasm returns October 1st. The trailer is out.
Okay.
So that's kind of awesome coming back to HBO. So there's finally, I've said something semi-worthwhile.
That we're not going to have to correct in 5 minutes?
Well, I didn't promise you that. I didn't promise you that. It's only been 3.5 hours. There's a nugget.
Bald man? David, what's his name?
Larry David.
Thank you. Larry David, Larry, bald.
Creator of Seinfeld.
Yes.
I've been compared to him. I'm like a...
Have you now?
I'm like a younger Midwestern version of Larry David.
did use the word curmudgeon to describe you several times earlier, so...
Not as funny, obviously, but like anxiety-ridden neurotic. That's me.
Anything else you want to say?
Thank you for bringing me in. Where are we at on your makeup?
It's is it okay for a boss to tell a woman she has to wear makeup? And so from that, we've gone to, is it okay to ask a man to shave? And then I say, is it okay to ask a woman to shave? Then we had the great comment of most women, you know, don't look good without makeup. Most women need the makeup for the upgrade. And then you asked, is it okay to ask her to wear less makeup? Right?
I mean, what a headache. I'm glad I don't have to deal with any of that. Not
yes,
only that
but
I'm not a woman.
You have three daughters. You're going to go through this multiple times.
Yeah. My whole goal is don't wear makeup. Now, I remember my wife when I first met her. I don't think she wore any makeup, and I loved that. I don't know why. It just.
You don't like it now that she does wear makeup? That's what you're saying?
Kind of. And I still say you don't need it. She swears she does because she's obviously older than when we met. Not older, you know.
Again, sometimes it's better to just let you talk.
So do you wear makeup? I honestly can't tell.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
I don't overdo it.
I don't know.
I don't go, especially at work. But yeah, I mean,
Why?
Because I feel better in it.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, especially at work, you never know what clients are coming through or you never know who the boss is or whatever. And it's part of my routine.
You think it makes you look more professional?
I think it makes me look better. Yeah. But I don't overdo it.
Okay, so.
But on the weekend, but
so
we're going
now
out.
You disagreed with the cleavage thing.
I'm not the boss.
No. Oh, okay, I see. That's
right?
Fair.
I mean, I don't care. Again, Wickett has said to me, he's who has to look at me 6 hours. I do think about that, actually. You have a partner in the morning.
Yes.
He has to look at me 6 hours a day.
Yes, the girl I'm on the air with, I see her cake it on, and it's shocking to me. Now, does that sound bad? Okay, that
yes, the cake it on is probably bad,
but it's shocking not from because I don't have anything to compare it to. Mm-hmm. But when I see her put it on, it seems like such a headache.
It's a hassle. It takes 20 minutes out of my morning.
Yes.
Absolutely. Between hair and everything else, yeah.
And it seems like a hassle, and I feel bad. I don't mean cake it on as she's wearing an inappropriate amount because mm-hmm. she's young and whatever, so it's not that big of a deal, right? But it seems like a hassle, and I feel bad that women have to deal with it.
I would sleep more if I didn't have to. And I don't have to, but I am aware of the fact that he looks at my face 6 hours a day. And I don't want, that needs to be pleasant at least. I do agree, there was a day last week that I didn't. There was a day that, I don't know if I was running late or whatever, but I just said, today I don't care. Maybe I didn't feel well. And I didn't care. And he didn't, I apologized for it when I came in. I said, I'm sorry I'm not as put together as I normally am. He truly doesn't care, which is comforting here.
Sure. So. I mean, I can't tell. And I think here, essentially, we can tell based on the text line and our conversation that, yes, there is some amount of decorum required in most jobs, and it's not unreasonable to ask somebody to put on deodorant or shave a beard that's out of line. And look, there are times where makeup's going to come up.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? And I don't think we're going to take makeup and go, no, that's beyond reproach, and we should never mention it more or less either way.
All right. Let's get a few calls in here. Coda is in Kansas City. Coda, do you think we should tell women not to wear makeup or put more on or take less off or...
You know, I do. And my theory on it is, if you get up in the morning and you show some initiative and put some makeup on, and you're getting ready to go to your job, and it's not too much to ask, and I think it shows a lot of initiative that you got up a little earlier, depending on how long it takes to put makeup on, and to get up and to put makeup on, it's not too much to ask. Like I said, it shows initiative.
Shows initiative.
Okay. For me, it should be about what makes the woman feel better. I just feel better in it. I just think I look better with it. And, you know, and when I go out, I do more. But even at work, I think it's an improvement. And so why not?
If that's the case, why don't men, like, I'm like, why don't I wear makeup?
Why don't you, Brady?
I don't know. Because everybody would go, that's weird.
Because
why don't I?
You don't feel the need to fix your imperfections
on your face. And yes,
women
I do.
Have been told to.
I really do. I would rather be better looking. Trust me. I could use
some
points.
Who are you trying to impress?
Everybody. Didn't we already have this discussion with waitresses?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Let's go to Marvin in Independence. Hi, Marvin. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. All right. Makeup? Yes, no. And you've got another issue with a guy.
Yes, I do. Makeup? Yeah, I don't have a problem with it as long as they don't cake it on like a Halloween mask.
Okay. That's fair.
That's just not a... attractive thing at all, but my big concern right now, and I'm sure it's a lot of guys out there, is this stupid man bun.
Oh yes, we hate the man bun.
Oh my goodness, how does that even look professional?
Well, it doesn't. But is it fair to tell him to chop it off?
It's fair to tell him to take it down,
or yeah, get rid of it, cut his hair.
No,
yeah, I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh no, you guys.
All right, thanks a lot for the call.
No. Here's the thing.
Oh,
I think
you don't like it.
Listen, I'm going to defend the man bun.
Okay.
Over the mullet. Right?
Wow.
Over a goatee. Here's the thing. A man, look, I don't have one, and I think they look silly, but it's your hair just being pulled back versus a goatee. I used to have a goatee, mm-hmm. and I was worried that I was going to wake up one day and realize I had a mullet on my chin because it's the over-grooming of something unnatural. That's why a beard is okay, but a mullet or a goatee looks weird because it's not why do you have just hair around your mouth?
It's not natural.
It's not.
Your body grows it.
No,
how is it not natural?
Because you're grooming it into a specific shape.
So what? We cut our hair into a specific shape. That's natural.
Right. That's why a mullet is weird. That's why a mullet is weird. But I'm saying a ponytail is not, because that's just, I have long hair. I don't cut it. It's all a length. I tie it back.
At some point you have to cut it.
Yeah, but you're not like shaping it into something. That's why.
So is your hair not shaped right now under the baseball cap that you have on? And so that's not natural.
Not really. Not. It's not like a specific shape,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the thing. Listen, it's hard. I can't believe I said this. I'd rather go back to bingo wings, but I feel like I could kind of defend the man bun. Maybe this dude's trying to grow it out into a long ponytail.
And that's better. That's an okay reason.
I think, yes, I have less of a problem with that than I do with makeup.
You have less of a problem with the man bun than makeup.
Because again, makeup is like some unnatural paint situation.
Yeah.
And it's also unfair. I would wear makeup if it was okay. I'm not all that attractive.
I mean, go for it.
It would be weird. It would be a bigger deal. Nobody would go, oh, that dude has well-defined eyes or whatever it's for. His cheeks look nice. They would go, why is that dude wearing makeup?
But you could fill in your eyebrows a little more. You're complaining that you don't
I really could.
That they're not really filled in.
I really could.
You know?
I don't have a lot of hair. But, like, can you, like...
I could see half of that.
It would be more distracting if I had fake eyebrows. Because it's outside the societal norm.
It would be distracting to those of us that are used to seeing you without it. But to a new person, they wouldn't know that they weren't there before. It'd be fun to try.
If I just get that money that I'm going to change my life with and move to another town, I wish I had fuller lips. I can't lie.
Get injections. That can be done.
I wish they were more
red. Totally
be
taken care of.
I don't know.
So that can be done too. All right, let's get one more quick call in here. Dana's in Kansas City. Hi, Dana.
Hi. I have a family that has a skin disorder called piebaldism. It's where you are born without pigmentation over small parts or large parts of your body. And my children, 2 out of 4 of my kids have this, and... they've had all kinds of jobs, and if anybody ever asked my daughter to wear makeup because of it, I think she'd probably rip their head off. she is so beautiful, even with the piebaldism. So I think each individual has something beautiful about them, no matter who it is. And for people to ask a woman to wear makeup... I think it's just very unfair.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well said. Thanks a lot for the call, Dana.
Right. I mean, look, I think it's weird. The whole makeup thing is a little weird to me.
Somebody is asking now about piercings. Other than ear piercings on women, what about piercings on men? You got any?
I used to.
Really?
I did.
Hmm. Okay, so now I'm thinking cheek. The bar through the brow.
What about
nose?
The gauges?
Right.
Like, it's one thing to do an earring, but once you start getting into the gauges, that makes me a little, I don't know, it's a little odd. I don't know.
That's distracting in some jobs.
Look, here's what somebody said on the text line. Somebody, like Bob Barker Rule, whoever runs the company makes the decisions. And
that's how it is.
And on some level, you decide to work there or not.
Yeah, get a different job.
Right?
When in doubt, get a different job.
I have to assume that's what it all falls on.
Brady Goodman's in for Mike Wickett. We will check in with Dana and Parks coming up in just a couple of minutes. 1:43 on KMBZ. 1:48 midday with Jamie and Wickett on a Monday. Don't forget that heat advisory is still in effect all the way through Wednesday. We'll be in the mid-90s till the end of the week. So Brady Goodman's here in for Mike Wickett.
By the way, we talked about Amazon Prime Days tomorrow. And about an hour ago, I said, Jamie, you use Amazon a lot. Let's see your recently
viewed.
Did you
figure out the password?
No. So,
still working on that?
Listen, you have now left it up to our imagination what you're hiding from us.
Any
all.
Any guesses?
I got to think it's weird books.
No.
Books you'd be embarrassed about.
No.
Trash.
No. To be quite honest.
Do you read trash?
I read trash magazines, yes.
But not.
Because when you have this job, you read so much for the job. I mean, spend some time. You consume so much media for the job that at night I'm reading
trash.
Cosmo. I mean, just stuff that your brain doesn't have to think about too hard.
Sure.
So, no.
Okay.
Any other?
What else do we think? Weird food stuff?
Seems like you would think so, yeah. But I don't...
I'm just guessing because you've traveled. Maybe you've got like a weird, like, I ate crickets one time in Cambodia or something. I don't know.
That's pretty close to what I ate in Cambodia. But no, yeah, that's...
So maybe you
That's possible.
That.
I'm weirded out by the idea a little bit of having food delivered to me in a box.
Yeah?
That's just a strange... I don't know why, but I'm thinking about using Amazon Pantry Service. And to me, there's something strange about... freshness issues,
as long as
maybe
it's shelf stable, you're good.
With stuff I know Blue Apron does it and everybody else does it, but that's still a little weird to me. So, well, you are more of a shopper, I think, than most men I know. You were showing me the text messages that you're getting. What are you buying on Amazon?
Do you want me to? I'm not ashamed here. I'll go back through some of the stuff that I've been.
Let's judge
it. I did buy a Universal a flat screen TV stand, Power Wheels charger, because we lost the charger, a memory foam mattress for my kid. We moved and she got a new bed and she needed a new mattress.
You bought a mattress on Amazon? Yeah, how do you know how soft it's going to be?
Who cares?
That's something I want to test out.
She's nine. What does it matter? Protein bars.
I've ordered that online before.
A fidget spinner. Yeah. Ordered one of those online as well. Faucet mount mineral clear replacement. A water filter.
Do you have kind of a shopping addiction?
I do. I do.
Is it just the thrill of knowing it's coming?
Like if I'm bored, I'm like, I should go spend some money.
You need to meet Dana Wright.
I love shopping.
Because my guess is that you two would bond a bit over that.
I believe it. I love some shopping and it's sad because I'm broke.
And in a lot of debt, as we've established.
Yeah. But,
and you asked earlier, again, why are we in so much debt? I have 10 reasons why you are in so much debt.
And three of them are kids.
Yes, those beautiful daughters that you have at home. Those blessings that you say you have no fun anymore because of.
Worth it.
They're also draining your pocketbook.
Yeah, I mean, again, worth it, 100%. So when I work until I'm dead, that's why.
So here's a study that unnerved me just a little bit this morning, and we'll check in here with Dana and Parks in just a couple of minutes. There's a study out about who is having the most extramarital relations. All right. So you might think it's the younger generations. I don't know why we would think that, but generally you assume it's going to be the kids because the ones that are older, been married for a while, are going to maybe be more likely to be more faithful. It's actually not. So there was a study out from the Institute for Family Studies that looked at numbers from this really long project that I won't even get into. Research trends show that since 2000, older Americans are cheating on their spouses more and younger ones are cheating less. So the survey asked participants, have you ever had sex with someone other than your husband or wife while you were married? And they offer a term that I need a definition for. In 2016, 20% of older participants, over 55 is what they're considering, said their marriages were, quote, nominally adulterous, as opposed to just 14% of the under 55 crowd. So one in five people who are married over the age of 55 say their marriages were nominally adulterous. What the hell does that mean? Nominally adulterous?
Existing in name only. Very small or far below the value or cost.
I get it, but what does it mean?
I don't know. You tell me.
So you're not. Does that mean you are sleeping with somebody else or you're not?
I think it means you are.
Okay.
Now, it kind of makes sense to me. It really does.
Okay.
Because I would imagine that the hormone gap, if you will, between men 60-ish and women 60-ish is considerably different.
Okay.
Right? So it's going to create that, you know, that divide, that physical desire divide. So I can see it happening. I can also imagine that a wife that's 60 and has a husband that's 60 is a lot less concerned with what's her husband's doing most of the time. Do what you want.
Arrangement,
I don't care.
Arrangement maybe is what we're talking about more.
I'm just like, whatever. I'm too old and too worried about other things to be worried about where my husband is.
I would be curious to know, as a part of this, how many of these ended up breaking up a marriage. And my guess is that, because a lot of these people that they talked to were in marriages that were 20 or 30 years. A lot of times, and I just think about my parents as being one of these situations where they're in their 60s, or my stepdad's in his early 70s, and they've been married 20 years now. And it's more of an arrangement. It's more of a, we have our own lives a little more, but we're never going to divorce.
Sure.
But we kind of have our own lives a little more.
I just feel like every day that I get older, the less I want to deal with a hassle. And divorce seems like a huge hassle. So it's just like,
that's
whatever.
All it's about.
It's so much work and the lawyers and the money and the headache. Just go ahead and do what you need to do.
The study says it is because they are the first generations to grow up during the sexual revolution. And they have got the physical health to express their sexuality into old age. And they are.
So, and they're not as uptight, right?
Right.
So that free love attitude has lingered on.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of stuff going on. Here's the other thing. I remember last time I filled in for Mike on this show, we talked about the best cover stories for cheating. Do you remember what it was?
You had many of them. Yes. You are fully equipped to have an affair if you want to.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you know a lot.
But I don't, because it seems like so much hassle. Being nice to a woman, talking her into that, apologizing for it afterwards seems like a hassle. My wife's wonderful. I have no need to. But do you remember the number one cover story for people that were cheating? The best excuse.
No.
You don't remember that?
I have tennis in mind. I don't think that's
right. It was very close. It was golf.
Golf,
right?
Yes.
Because you're gone for 4 hours at a time, something like that. So it makes complete sense. And who's golfing? Like old people, like, oh, I was out at the course. So you got the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's too much hassle. So, you know, old people are like, I don't want to deal with it. All of it's a hassle. Makes complete sense to me.
Tomorrow we will do the apps. We didn't get to this today, but there is a list of apps out of if you are concerned that your spouse is cheating or your boyfriend, girlfriend's cheating, whatever, the apps that they would be most likely to have on their phone.
You know what freaks me out? Freaks me out about apps that I hear they're using apps that use different icons than what they really are. So
that when you're looking at their phone, you don't even know the icon.
Right.
That is sneaky.
Right. And I think there may be some technique that you can do where, let's say I have Tinder on here, I could cover it up with a different image and a different name. And then now all of a sudden it doesn't look like Tinder. It could be ESPN or whatever.
You only know this because you did the topic on the show, right?
I don't know.
At some point.
Is it a thing? I've heard this. It's okay. One of those things I think about because I have kids that they have my old phone now.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. All right. Here's a few of them. I just grabbed the list real fast. One of these is called Private Photo. This is exactly what you just said. The icon looks like a calculator. But after you enter the right password, it reveals itself to be a store of secret images that never appear in your phone's main photo library. Tiger Text is another one that allows users to hide their texts. And if someone you don't want to call you, say your mistress, tries to ring your phone, the app plays an out-of-service tone.
That sounds a little bit like, what's that Cougar app? Get that Cougar app going. Mm-hmm. You know about
Scott
that.
Parks.
Scott, don't act like you don't know about a Cougar app.
You seem to know more about it than I do.
He's very well informed.
Who?
You.
Oh, me?
About all this, yes.
Aren't you married?
Yes, I have been. So I spent a lot of time on the couch alone looking at my phone.
Like Cougar apps?
Yeah. What was that one called, though? The photo one? Just bring that back around.
You need it that bad. You'll find it. Scott Parks is here. Dana Wright's walking in.
What's your favorite app, Scott? What do you use most? I'm dying to know.
Is he joking with me?
No,
seriously. He doesn't know you as well as we do.
What's his favorite app? I don't know.
He's going to say Pornhub. Do not say
I don't have apps
that.
On my phone.
Oh, really?
I have the Twitter app.
Okay.
That's a fair answer.
That's a really great one to have.
You don't have apps on your phone?
No.
He's so weird.
Seems like it's weird, right?
It's weird. Yeah.
That's odd.
What do I need an app for?
To hide. I don't know, stuff
with it.
I have probably 45 of them, and I use probably 10 of them.
That's the way it goes. And
regularly.
Then you just keep them forever, right?
Dana appears to have been golfing today.
I shot my lowest round of my life this weekend. I was very excited.
Is that right?
Yeah, lowest round of my life.
Was that in the
tell
women's?
Me more.
Oh, no, tell me about your massage on Friday.
I didn't get a massage
on
Scott Friday.
Oh, Scott had a day off.
I had a pedicure.
Wow.
Was that a tournament, right? The men-women couples tournament?
We did.
No?
We played this weekend. We played a lot of golf this weekend, and then I've got kids doing stuff. Have you ever had one of those weekends where you need a weekend from your weekend?
Every weekend.
Yeah, coming to work was actually good for me.
Right.
Well, that's
right.
Good. Scott, what are you guys doing today, then? If it was good for her
apparently
to be
we're
here.
Going to talk about how it's a crime that I take one day off.
You're getting heat for it. Yeah.
One day.
For a staycation.
You had one job.
I get one pedicure and I get one lunch. That's it.
Okay, I know he hasn't watched it, but we will talk about the Amelia Earhart special last night.
You are obsessed with this.
I'm obsessed.
Yes.
I watched it. Did you guys watch it last night?
No.
That woman died and was buried on those islands near Saipan. Period. End
she
of
story. Survived.
She survived. They held her as a prisoner of war and then likely murdered her.
No.
If you have not seen this special on the History Channel, look it up. I'm sure they've got it on free on demand. It's phenomenal.
Also, the Canadian landlord forced to pay a huge fine for wearing shoes inside of his own apartment.
Ooh.
And is it time for the T-Bones to give up?
Editorial out of the Star today. Yeah.
I was just out there yesterday.
But it's fun. Well done.
How many people were out there?
Scott, I'm not good at counting. It was very hot.
This is none, not many.
It was very hot.
Yes.
I want to be nice. They paid me to show up yesterday.
Yes. All right, Dana Parks are coming up next. Brady Goodman, thanks for being here. You're back
my pleasure.
Wednesday.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.